So what kind of impacts do these feline fiends have on Australian wildlife?
Feral cats are definitely one of the biggest threats to our native wildlife, particularly our native mammals. Since feral cats were introduced to Australia, they've thought to be responsible for the extinction of over 20 native mammal species and threaten quite a large number of other species, including obviously birds and reptiles as well.
Now, it may not be the sort of the cuddly cat's fault that they were introduced into this foreign environment, but what is being done to sort of fight back against the threat they represent?
Look, one of the main things that's happening is there's a threatened species strategy, and part of that is to control cats across large parts of Australia. And one of the best big headline features of that was the feral cat cull, which was to kill 2 million feral cats by 2020.
Is that enough?
It's not really a case of is it enough. It's a case of potentially whether it's actually an effective way to approach this issue. And so there's a large number of feral cats in Australia, and the estimate ranges somewhere between 2 to 6 million, depending on environmental conditions. They rainfall can increase their populations in good years. But the fact is that there's feral cats all over Australia, and it's very, very hard to control them over really large areas. So really what we need to be doing instead is focusing on those areas where we have threatened species and feral cats are having a really bad impact on their populations, and targeting those areas rather than a broad brush approach of having a large target which is not focused on threatened species in particular.
So what would be some more effective strategies in these areas?
Look, one of the most important things we could do is actually protect habitat. So habitat loss and modification is the biggest threat to our plants and animals in Australia. So, you know, that's through things like obviously land clearing for agriculture, also for urban development and so forth. And whenever we basically clear habitats or even just remove their complexity by burning them too much or by overgrazing them, that makes those areas much more open. And that means cats and foxes as well can find these native animals more easily, hunt and kill them. And so protecting habitat cover and complexity is a really important thing that we can do, but it's not getting nearly the amount of attention that, say, killing cats is.
I understand that feral cats are mentioned some 70 times in the threatened species strategy, but land clearing actually isn't mentioned at all. Now, I know cats and feral cats can have a very significant impact, quite a horrific impact on native species in some areas. But surely that almost sounds like they're being made a scapegoat.
Look, I don't think any conservation biologist questions that feral cats need to be controlled and taken care of to help protect our native wildlife. But as you say, habitat loss and conversion is by far the biggest threat to plants and animals. And I say plants because we have over 1,800 species of plants, animals and ecosystems that are threatened in Australia, and over 1,000 of those are plants. And they're not getting very much attention at all in comparison to, say, mammals and birds. And so we really need to be thinking about doing things that are going to protect all species in Australia. And certainly maintaining and protecting habitat for species is a really, really important one. So, yes, we do need to tackle cats, but we also need to be really aware of the other big threats to our native biodiversity. And the habitat clearing and loss and so forth is by far the biggest and needs more attention.
Is there the appetite to take that one on, though, do you think, politically?
Absolutely. It's more politically challenging when we're talking about habitat loss and clearing because, of course, we're talking about things like agriculture, mining, urban development and so forth. And so there are challenges there in terms of, I guess, stopping some of those industries from doing actions that sometimes can place biodiversity at risk. But it certainly doesn't mean that we shouldn't be taking that challenge on.
Do you think we will actually see it taken on with some real results in the near future?
Look, I hope so. And I guess the fact is, if we don't, we're going to continue to see our native biodiversity declining and becoming extinct. So just this week, we had the Australian government list the Bramble K. melanie, which is a species of native rodent, as officially extinct. And that's probably the first mammal to become extinct in the world as a result of climate change. And bear in mind that Australia has the worst record in the world for the conservation of mammals. And so we certainly don't want to be adding to that already really bad track record. So we need to be doing everything we can to conserve our native wildlife. And that also includes investing a lot more money into protecting our native plants and animals. So at the moment, we invest less than 1% of our annual budget to conserving species in Australia. And that's a long, long way from what it should be.
Well, Ewan, I do appreciate your time. A very important one. Do appreciate you talking to us on this one this morning.
Thanks very much.